How do you do? The woman in the following story was sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, all the while thinking she would go to heaven someday. She blamed her problems on the absence of a father. She's not the same now, because she found him, when her heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Are you nervous, Lily?
Yes. I hope I don't trip going down the aisle. Do I look okay?
Beautiful. Like a blushing bride. Who's that man that just came in?
He's giving me away. Don't you remember him?
No. How do you know him?
That's Dad.
Really? Does Mom know he's here?
I told her he'd be at my wedding.
Wow. I've wanted to meet him since I was 4 or 5.
Talk to him at the reception. It's time.
Proclaiming the good news to a troubled world, this is Unshackled, true life stories dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Homeless people are often told to move along until they come to Pacific Garden Mission. There, they are welcome and given their own bunk for the night. Thanks to generous friends who care and send financial gifts, the mission also offers nourishing meals and fresh clothing to hundreds of men, women, and children each day. Even medical and dental treatment is available free to resident guests. Mission pastors and counselors, speaking the truth in love, share the good news that can change any life. And many receive the gift of God. Some stay on at the mission and learn new ways to speak, work, and live. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. And that same message goes out to the world celebrating the gift of new life. Now for broadcast around the earth, here is program number 3285 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Hello?
Sharon, it's Kim. I met my dad at my sister's wedding.
Really? How did it go?
He wants to meet with me this week and talk.
What does your mother say?
She's so busy right now, she didn't care. Do you think I should get together with him?
Well, I know how much this means to you, Kim. Finally meeting your dad.
You have no idea. Ever since I was little, I wanted so much to see him.
Well, give it a try. Meet him in a public place, like a restaurant.
Thanks. I'll call him right now.
The girl in our story was 16 when she finally met her father. This is the story of how that separation affected her. Parental guidance is suggested due to some of the subjects contained in this true testimony of a woman we're calling Kimberly, right now on Unshackled.
I was 4 when my parents divorced after years of Dad's violence and abuse. I had 2 older sisters and an older brother who Dad beat as much as Mom. My memories are vague of some of the accusations. Dad was in the Marines before he was discharged for embezzlement. His drinking was out of control, as Mom told the court.
Once he caught the children playing with matches, and he held their hand over an open fire on the stove. He tied them to the bunk beds and beat them. When I tried to leave, he held a gun to my head and told me I couldn't. Your Honor, he's done terrible things to my children, and I don't want them to be around him ever again.
I have snatches of memories that Mom described. Dark fears and dreams that tormented my mind. Dad wasn't allowed to be with us after the divorce, but twice we kids met him at a nearby bar. When Mom found out, she was furious and we didn't see him again. I missed having a father and longed for Mom to marry one of the men she dated. We were very poor, so I never had candy or soda. I was 5 or 6 when my uncle gave me a quarter to sit on his lap, and I soon sensed something unsettling. So did Mom.
I heard that your uncle gave you a quarter to sit on his lap. Don't you ever do that again. You stay away from him or I'll tan your hide.
Mom was very busy working, trying to pay bills and feed 5 children, but she ruled with an iron hand when she was home. Unfortunately, she was gone a lot, leaving me in the care of my older sisters and brother. When I was 9, my oldest sister was 14 and spent much of the day with a neighbor boy, which was good because we fought a lot. My brother was 12, and he bullied me into playing games that I hated.
You heard me. Do as I say or I'll kill you.
My brother had serious anger problems and once picked up an axe and swung it menacingly. Another time he choked me until I passed out. Later, I went to the neighbor's house for safety. I didn't tell her what was going on, but she kept me there until Mom came home. One day, a friend of my brother abused me. And again, I told no one. I was too scared. My oldest sister and I fought horribly. I went out to get the mail one day, and she locked me out of the house.
You were supposed to stay inside.
Open the door now! Ow, I cut my hand. It's bleeding.
You were grounded, Kim. You shouldn't have gone out.
I need stitches in my hand.
I'll bandage it, and we'll clean up the glass. You want Mom to know you disobeyed her?
We kept the broken window a secret until winter, when Mom discovered it and screamed at all of us. But I was too afraid of my sister to reveal what happened. Once my sister smothered me, and sometimes our fights were so bad the neighbors called police. My sister blamed her anger issues on Dad's earlier abuse. I was 11 when Mom set me up with a mentor named Sharon, and she became like a special big sister to me.
So, how are things with your sister, Kim?
Terrible. Now that school's out, we're around each other more.
And your mother's gone again?
Yeah, she's traveling with a carnival all over Wisconsin.
A carnival?
Yes, Mom's really talented. She knows how to run games and have prizes.
Well, if things ever get too rough, you can come and stay with me for a while.
I go to the neighbor's house almost every day. She's so nice. And her home is safe and happy. She always lets me eat with the family. She wants me to go to Florida with them next summer to babysit the kids.
That's great. Travel helps expand your understanding.
I'm pretty excited.
Well, you're old enough to babysit her kids now.
I do sometimes.
Believe in yourself, Kim. You can achieve great things if you do.
That's what my neighbor says.
I was too young to know that self-centeredness would lead to trouble and heartache. Mom never objected when someone showed me kindness, like the neighbor and my mentor. They eased her burden. I was 12 when a new girl in school invited me to her youth group. I didn't know what a youth group was, but they offered food, so I went. Later, I told my mentor about the experience.
I'm glad you enjoyed the youth group, Kim. It's good to expand your interests.
It got me away from home.
So what all did you do at this group?
Sang and played games and had a Bible study.
Really?
It was interesting. In the end, we all bowed our heads and my friend whispered, "Are you saved?" I told her I didn't know. Then she shoved my hand up in the air, but I yanked it down.
You're spunky, Kim.
While we were having snacks, an older woman came over and started telling me about Jesus, what he did for me. I prayed with her so I could get back to playing games.
Well, no harm done.
They told me I'm saved now, but I don't know what that means.
For years, I said I was saved after saying that perfunctory prayer. My second oldest sister, Lily, had also prayed, but she was serious about her commitment. I wasn't. Mom was opposed to that church, but we begged to attend the youth group, so she finally let us go. Mom was concerned about the fights between my oldest sister and me when she was traveling that summer.
Hello?
Good, it's you, Kim. I wanted to talk to you.
Where are you, Mom?
Eau Claire. How would you like to join us?
I'd love to!
I've paid for a bus ticket so you can join us. The carnival will be here a few days, and you can travel with us the rest of the summer.
Wow, that's super, Mom!
There's a bus leaving this afternoon. Now, don't bring too much, just a few clothes. I'll pick you up at the bus station.
Mom was traveling with a man she was dating, and they worked the carnival together. They put me in a booth, and I made a lot of money. I was fearless and wanted to help Mom. Mine being a fresh face on the scene, young guys flocked to my booth, but all was not smooth.
You did pretty good tonight, Kim, especially the dart game.
It's fun, Mom. When things were slow, I talked to that girl in the booth next to mine.
Yeah, she's been around.
You could say that again.
You be careful and don't follow her example.
Don't worry, I won't.
You can't trust many of the Kearney people. They'll take advantage of you.
That's what she said.
Well, I hope you meet a man one day who will take care of you, but you won't meet that kind of a man here, Kim. By the way, you can't come into the hotel room, Kim.
Where am I supposed to sleep?
Right here in the truck.
I don't want to sleep in the truck, Mom.
Now, you'll be all right.
All by myself? I'll be scared. What if a bad guy comes after me?
Just honk the horn, but don't bother us unless it's an emergency.
Most nights, I was so scared I cried myself to sleep. But I loved traveling to other places with them and making money. Through the years, Mom had fun jobs, like at a bakery, candy factory, sewing factory, and restaurants. At one time, she even owned a bar. Sometimes she'd let us clean for her, and we could play pool and darts, but she wouldn't let us stay there during the evening. She was followed one night while taking money to the bank, so she sold the bar. As for me, I continue to say I was saved, even as I slipped further into the world.
We'll hear more about Kimberly's deceptive life in just a moment. Unshackled began with new converts at Pacific Garden Mission standing up to tell others how the Lord had transformed their lives. Then, the mission began broadcasting the testimonies on local radio, using professional actors, sound effects, and music. Since the first broadcast in 1950, this program has spread across the country and around the world. Every week, another true story. Today, Unshackled is translated into 14 languages, not by us, by nationals. Millions every day are listening. Recently, this email came. I am a merchant seaman, a helmsman for big ships, and take them all over the Pacific Ocean. I've been listening to your program for many years and was wondering, is it possible to download the programs while in port so that I can share these on board ship when underway? Tell the world what great things the Lord has done for you. People everywhere are encouraged by these dramas. You can also visit our website, www.unshackled.org, and click on Submit Your Story, or write to Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org.
For a year, my sister and I went to the church where I had professed faith in Christ. I tried to live like a good Christian, which became increasingly difficult. As my church attendance became sporadic, my sister questioned my commitment to Christ. I knew she had something that I didn't. So in high school, I started going to worship services again.
1 Peter chapter 1 says, He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. How on earth can a mere person be holy? First, you have to recognize that the natural man is very unholy. The Bible says in Psalm 14, They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. There is only one way to be clean. One way to have your sins washed away, and that is through the cross of Christ. The Son of God came to earth and died on the old rugged cross to pay for your sins, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. At the cross of Jesus Christ, you can exchange your shame and guilt for his righteousness. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
I knew that I wasn't really saved, yet I didn't understand that I had to yield my life to Christ. I thought I had to try harder, and through good works, I kept trying to please God. But I was very selfish and ungodly.
Why on earth do you dress that way, Kim?
Everybody does, Lily.
We're supposed to glorify God in everything we do.
Goody two-shoes.
Are you sure you're born again? You don't really act like it.
Shut up!
That's what I mean. The Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. We should be like-minded, of one accord, one mind.
I'm not you.
No, but we should both be more like Jesus. You should go to Bible study.
You are not the Holy Spirit.
No, but he lives in me, Kim. Does he live in you?
Sometimes I threw things at her because she annoyed me so much. I kept trying to be good, though, and one day Lily invited me to have lunch with her and her boyfriend after church. When we walked into the restaurant, I saw a handsome young man I had just seen at church. So I boldly walked up to where he was sitting alone and asked him if he wanted company. He finally introduced himself as David and invited me to lunch.
Well, you are very sure of yourself, Kim.
I'm just a fighter, David. I have a couple of mean older siblings, so I've had to stand up for myself.
But God commands us to love one another as he loves us.
They don't seem to know that.
But you do, right?
Of course.
If we simply obey the Lord's commands, we stay out of trouble.
Yes, I know. How's the farm?
Well, I like being close to God's creation. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest.
I remember when I was little and stayed on my uncle's farm. They had an electric fence, and I tried to put my cousin across. He was too heavy for me, and I dropped him right on the fence.
Yikes!
Boy, was I in trouble then.
Well, exactly what I was saying. Obey the rules and stay out of trouble.
David was nearly 5 years older than I and a bit dominating, but we had so much fun that I fell in love with him. I knew he was the kind of man I needed. My sister Lily married, and that's when I finally met my father at the reception, and we became acquainted. I told David about my growing friendship with Dad.
So you hadn't been around your father since you were little?
Not since I was about 5. He's remarried, so I have a half-sister and half-brother.
You missed having a dad around, didn't you?
Did I ever?
Well, that's not God's plan for our lives, for families to split up like that.
No, but what choice did Mom have? Dad was an abusive father and husband.
People need the Lord.
I wish he'd help me with my homework.
Your dad?
No, the Lord.
Are you struggling?
I've always struggled.
All you have to do is ask in faith that the results will bring him glory. Ye have not because ye ask not.
That's easy for you to say. You graduated already.
Oh, by the way, Kim, I can't see you next Saturday until after 9. We're going to start harvesting the crops.
Oh.
No, there's a lot of work to be done, long, hard days.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Do you see a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men.
The first year we dated, harvesting wasn't a problem. But the second year, the farm work seemed to come between David and me. By then, we were engaged to be married. I was a senior in high school, but very immature and selfish. Sometimes David didn't call or come by until 10 at night. I got bored sitting at home waiting for him. One night, some friends invited me to go out to a bar with them. I had so much fun that I kept going out dancing and flirting. Finally, I couldn't live with my double life.
Hello?
David? I can't see you anymore.
What are you talking about, Kim? We're being married in 2 weeks.
No, I can't marry you. It's over. Don't try to call me or come see me.
No, look, I have to get out to the field, but I want to talk to you when I'm finished.
Don't come, please.
Kim, are you asleep?
Not yet.
David is here, and he wants to talk with you.
I don't feel like coming down.
I'll let him come to your room and talk. David! In here!
I have to talk to you, Kim.
I'll leave you two alone.
I'm really sorry, David, but I'm not worthy of being your fiancé.
Now, why? What happened?
You're always busy with farm work, and I was lonely. My friends invited me to go out dancing with them. They said you didn't really love me or you wouldn't leave me alone so much.
No, no, you were deceived. How could you think that?
I don't know.
Are you drinking too?
No, but I've been attracted to other guys. And that's wrong, David.
Yeah, it is. We're engaged, Kim.
Maybe I'm not ready to get married.
How long has this been going on?
A couple of months.
I'm disappointed, Kim. I thought you loved me.
I do love you. But I'm not all that I should be. I'm not good enough for you.
Ask the Lord to help you, and He will.
I've made so many mistakes, David. I'm afraid of ruining your life as well as mine.
I returned his ring and sent out cards postponing the wedding. For 3 months, I continued to go out to bars and go dancing with my friends. But I was so miserable. I talked with Lily, who had moved to Arizona.
I was concerned because David was so dominating, but...
He wanted me to address him as Sir at first, and I found that weird.
Well, he is older than you.
Overall, he's been good for me, Lily. He's strong and hardworking and honest.
And he loves you.
Yes, and I love him too. I was intrigued at having the freedom to date other guys, but now I'm not so sure.
Have you prayed about this?
Yes, I begged God to help me know what to do.
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The truth is my life is a mess, and so is my best friend's. She has 2 babies, with a 3rd on the way, and she has no idea who the father is.
You don't want to end up that way.
No, I need to get away, but I'm still in school.
You can always come here and stay with me and go to school here.
I'll think about it.
Pray about it, Kim.
Oh, God, help me. I don't know what to do. I miss David so much, but I don't want to hurt him anymore. Maybe I'll talk with the pastor.
Kimberly, the Bible is very clear about how we are to live. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
It seemed harmless to me, going out to have fun with friends.
The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
I'm not married yet. We're not even engaged now.
But is that a good witness for Christ, going out to bars, even if you don't drink?
No, I guess it isn't.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
But I'm not.
God says it begins in the heart. Jesus said to even look on someone with lust is committing adultery. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
You said flee. Do you think I should get away from here and visit my sister in Arizona?
Lily is saved and living for the Lord. She'd be a good influence on you.
David continued to help me even after we postponed our marriage. He paid for my airfare to Arizona, where I lived with my sister. I asked God to help me, but I was completely unaware that I didn't really know the Lord. One day, Lily received a recorded testimony from a woman we knew back home, and we listened to the tape together.
I told everyone I was saved, but I'd never repented or come to the Lord with all my heart. I was like the parable of the seed that was sown among thorns. Jesus told how the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. There was no fruit in my life. I was the kind of Christian that the world sees and calls hypocrites because they're no different from everyone else. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, idolatry, hatred, murders. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." People should look at you and see what the Lord has done.
Please turn it off. I knew that I was just like that woman, that I had never given my heart to God, that I was still a lost sinner, and that night I fell to my knees and repented of my sins, asking Jesus to save me, really save me. From then, when I prayed, I knew God heard me. The next day, I wrote to David's family, telling them I was saved now and asking their forgiveness for the embarrassment I caused them. I prayed that David too would forgive me.
Next week, we'll hear how that prayer was answered and the challenges that lay ahead for Kimberly. God does not leave his people to flounder without guidance. He says in Isaiah chapter 57, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If you need God's guidance and protection, turn to him now and pray with us. Dear God, I confess that I have sinned against you. I repent of my sins. I believe you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty for my sin on the cross. I believe he rose from the dead and lives to save me now. Please save me, Lord. Come into my life and change me. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. In your name I pray. Amen. Let us know you prayed, and we'll send you some literature to help you in this spiritual endeavor. The address is Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry, www.unshackled.org. A listener emailed us, I started listening to Unshackled when I was 8 years old, and the show has made such a great impact on my life over the years. Well, thank you. And we hope you thank the manager of this station for broadcasting Unshackled. This is program number 3285. Heard in the true story of a woman we called Kimberly were Nina Leone, Anna Maria Alvarez, Nancy Baird, Dale Roberts, David Brian Stewart, and Natalie Berg. Original music, Don Badorf. Sound, Nadine Aloysio Sorensen. Engineer, Kim Rasmussen. Script, Kenitha Gabler. And I'm Timothy Gregory. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Please write today. Your letter means a great deal to us. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.